You think that you kids are going to fool around with me? That's not happening.
A suspicious judge.
When a whole bunch of 18-year-olds get together to hang out, they drink.
A teen with a shaky alibi.
I'm on medicine. I can't drink, so I can give you my doctor's number if you would like it.
I don't need your doctor's number. All I need is my brain.
And an ex exposes all.
She admitted to me that she had drank 15 beers before she came.
All you have to do is lie to me once.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
18-year-old Aubrey Lanigan is suing 18-year-old Tiffany Lapham for stealing her iPhone and assault.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 172 on the calendar, the matter of Lanigan versus Lapham.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat, huh?
Ms. Lanigan, your case is relatively simple. You claim that the defendant borrowed your cell phone and didn't return it. When you demanded its return, she assaulted you. You want to be compensated for both. The defendant says she returned the cell phone and you started the altercation with her. You were very drunk. How old are you?
I'm 18 years old, Your Honor.
Who do you live with?
I live with my mother in Lowell, Massachusetts.
And who is this gentleman?
My father.
When was this party that's the subject of the lawsuit?
June 22nd, 2010.
Is it a graduation party?
No. Bobby Mitchell, the witness, actually invited me.
But it wasn't for any particular event?
No. He just wanted to hang out, and I thought that it was just that.
What day of the week is it?
I think it was a Saturday.
What time did you arrive at the party?
2:30.
2:30 in the afternoon?
2:30 in the morning.
Where had you been before?
I was with my friend Joe and Carlos.
Where?
I was just at one of their friends' house. We were just hanging out.
How did you get to this party?
My friend Joe and Carlos dropped me off.
So you did not drive that evening?
No.
Because you were drinking?
No, I was not.
So what you're telling me is you were hanging out with some friends before, and you went to a party at 2:30 in the morning.
In my excuse, it was not a party. I thought we were hanging out.
Ms. Lanigan, there are certain things as the parent of at one time teenagers that I know, and there are certain things that I suspect, and there are certain things that I may not be convinced about, but one thing I'm convinced about, when a whole bunch of 18-year-olds get together to hang out, they drink. Convinced.
Well, I
was. So let's go back.
Okay.
Before we get into the story, do you have a copy of a police report?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it. On what date did you say this incident took place?
June 22nd.
June 22nd. Well, first of all, you got the date wrong.
Really?
Yes, because your father reported it on May 25th.
Yes, because we reported it.
Listen to me. Mr. Lanigan, stand up and move over there, please. You claim that this incident happened on the 22nd of June, 2010.
Yes.
This report was made
May 22nd. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Now you can sit down. Do you understand my problem?
Yes, I understand.
You can't make a report before the incident happens unless you have telepathic capacity.
Yes.
Now you can tell me what happened.
On that evening, Bobby called me.
That's him.
Yes, he
did. Go ahead.
He invited me to go to his friend's house that was in the projects on C Street.
When did he call you?
He called me the 22nd from 12:52, and the calls ended at 3:20 a.m.
Let me see the phone register. No, no, no.
You don't.
Oh, sorry.
Stay there.
Sorry.
Okay.
Started calling you about 1 o'clock in the morning, and the last time you spoke to him was at 3:20 in the morning. Would that be right?
Yes, Your Honor.
So he's calling you every couple of minutes. Could you tell me why?
I don't know. I guess I lost service a bunch of times because I was in Dracut, and there's no service in Dracut.
So he invited you to a party at his house, and you got there, must have been 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
All right, so from June 22nd at 2:30 in the morning. Now we're going to May 22nd at 3:30 in the morning.
I apologize, Your Honor.
It's not a question of apologizing. I would have assumed that if you were assaulted, not drinking, and clear, you would know what month this happened and approximately what time. That's all I'm getting to. And I'm not saying that you didn't take your phone. I'm just saying I don't believe that you had nothing to sort of make you feel happier.
I'm on medicine. I can't drink. So I can give you my doctor's number if you would like it.
No, I don't need your doctor's number. Okay. All I need is my brain.
Okay.
May 22nd, 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Okay, so you had friends drop you off there.
Yes.
Now, give me the first and last names of your friends and how old they are.
Joe St., and he is 21 years old.
Carlos. Was he drinking?
No, he was not.
Okay, and Carlos?
He is 20 years old.
And was he drinking?
No.
Fascinating. So now we have three kids who were at a party, hanging out until 3:30 in the morning, and nobody was having a beer or anything else.
Your Honor, I never said nobody had a beer.
Listen to me. I just didn't,
and they didn't.
All right.
So where were Joe and Carlos going when they dropped you off?
They were going back to their house.
And why were you leaving the house?
Because I wanted to hang out with him. He asked me to hang out, and we were actually talking. We actually went out after that, like, in a relationship.
Went out. Just a second. You actually went out with Bobby after May 22nd. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
So you were interested in him socially. Stand over there. Now, Bobby, Miss Lanigan says that you went out socially after May 22nd. When did you go out socially? Hey! Look here, you think that you kids are going to fool around with me? That's not happening.
Nah, probably. Like,
that's not happening.
All right?
You didn't get up early enough this morning. Now, when did you and the plaintiff go out after May 22nd?
Approximately like a month, I'd say.
So you dated for a month?
Yeah. Yes, Your Honor.
Yes is better. And when did you start dating?
A few weeks after that incident.
Now, I see, Bobby, that you're over on the defendant's side of this case as a witness for the defendant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you dated Miss Lanigan a couple of weeks after May 22nd, so you started to date her, let's say the beginning of June, and you went out with her for a month, that means you just stopped going out with her.
Yes.
You see where I'm going? You don't see where I'm going. Now, tell me how you broke up with her when you broke up with her in the last couple of days that caused you to be on the defendant's side of this case.
Well, Your Honor, I was actually her
friend. No, listen. I have a question.
Yes?
You have an answer to that question.
Right.
And the answer to the question is, tell me about, she had nothing to drink on May 22nd. Listen to me. Just answer my question. Is what you're telling me now?
Okay, I had a couple beers. Yes, I admit that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Aubrey Lanigan claims fellow partygoer Tiffany Lapham stole her iPhone and then assaulted her. Tiffany says Aubrey was drunk and is making up a story.
Now, had you gone out with her prior to May 22nd?
No, Your Honor.
And why did you call her on May 22nd?
Because we were friends. We were going to hang out.
And when she came over, were you present in your house?
It wasn't actually in my house.
Whose house was it?
They're like apartment buildings. It's kid Zach.
So you were in Zach's house?
Yeah.
3:30 in the morning. What time had you arrived there?
I was there all night, so probably like 10 or 9 p.m.
And what was the drink of choice at Zach's house?
I'm not gonna lie, I was drinking beer. She arrived and she admitted to me that she had drinking 15 beers before she came. She was obliterated.
I want you to tell me exactly what she said to you that would allow you to make that statement. When she walked in and she said, hi, I had 15 beers.
It was actually pretty close to that because I seen she was like, you know, not normal. And I was like, were you drinking tonight? And she was like, no. And then she admitted it. She's like, oh, I split a 30 rack with my friends. So that would be 15
okay,
beers.
Okay, well, you know, I'd like you to say it.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Like she said it to you because I drank 15 beers doesn't sound like something a teenager would say. Split a rack, maybe. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
All right. Now you can sit down for a minute, Bobby. All right. Do you know where her phone is?
No, ma'am, I don't. I handed her
phone. You borrowed her phone?
Yes.
And what did you do with it after you borrowed her phone?
I handed her phone right to her while she was sitting on Zach's bed.
And then what happened?
Then a couple hours later, when I was trying to leave to go home, Aubrey Lanigan followed me outside, accusing me of stealing her phone.
Who followed you outside?
Aubrey Lanigan.
She did?
Yes, sir. Ma'am, sorry.
That was a couple of hours later?
An hour and a half to 2 hours.
And she wanted to know where her phone was.
Yep, and I explained to her, I gave you your phone back. You don't remember? You were sitting right on the bed.
And she said?
She said, you didn't give my phone back. I don't really know what she was saying because she was stumbling everywhere, following me out the door as I was trying to walk home.
And then what happened?
Well, she was swinging her arms around and she got really close to my face. And I thought she was going to hit me, honestly. So I just swung at her.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Huh?
If you look at the phone records, after I called Bobby Mitchell, it should be highlighted. There's no calls made out for the future 3 days. There's no calls. So you couldn't have called your phone, could you?
Just a second. Don't speak to her.
I'm sorry.
I did call my phone. If I didn't call my phone, then I would have never found my phone that night because I heard it ringing underneath somebody's backpack on the kitchen counter.
There's no phone call here to your phone on her phone log.
I don't know how that's possible because I dialed my phone number and called it and I heard it ringing in there. I have no clue how that's possible.
If you dial somebody's phone and it doesn't pick up, does it go through?
I don't think so.
I don't understand all this modern technology, but you found your phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, why did you follow her outside?
Because I asked someone in that house, where's Tiffany? They said she's in the kitchen. So I go to the kitchen. Tiffany says, I ask her first, where's my phone? She says, oh, my cousin's outside using it. Then she says, come outside with me. So I'm just like, okay, as long as I get my phone back. So I go outside with her. Then she starts going this way. She said it was over here. He was to the left outside the door. But then she starts going right. So anyways, I continue to follow her because it's my phone.
When did she tell you she gave you back your phone?
She never gave me back my phone.
No, I didn't say that she gave you back your phone. I said, when did she tell you she gave you back your phone?
She never did.
Okay. Did you tell the police when Tiffany was done with her call, Aubrey tried to get back the phone?
Yes. I asked her, where was my phone? And that's when she said, my cousin has it outside. And I followed her. And then I said, I'm not...
Tiffany did not want to return the phone. This is the police account of what you told them.
It's an iPhone. $500 easy.
You're interrupting me.
Sorry.
Tiffany did not want to return the phone. A brief struggle ensued in front of whichever house they were at. Interesting. Joe and Carlos dropped you off.
Yes.
When the police interviewed you, you couldn't tell them where you were.
I don't think they asked me.
No. When the police asked you if you required medical attention...
I said no.
You said no. The police noted no physical injuries. You say you
Except
had physical
this.
Injuries? No, the police noted no physical injuries.
No, they said my ribs were... I had a bruise.
No, they didn't say anything.
They gave me an ice pack.
They didn't say anything here.
Okay, well, they gave me an ice pack.
I don't know that here.
I have pictures.
Put the pictures down. See, all you have to do is lie to me once. You get where I'm going.
Of course.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You said you found your phone, so it might have been helpful to me if you brought your phone records to show me that on the 22nd, you made phone calls from your phone.
I know I should
have. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You're all brilliant.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Aubrey Lanigan is accusing fellow partygoer Tiffany Lapham of stealing her iPhone and an assault.
Mr. Lanigan, I'm going to ask you to stand up for a moment. The daughter indicates in her complaint that she was punched twice.
Yes.
By the defendant, once in the face and once in the ribs.
Correct.
Now, when did she call you?
Well, right after the incident happened, she called me, I think, at probably about 4:30 to tell me that she was injured.
Go ahead.
She had gone to a restaurant after.
Don't speak.
She ran to a restaurant after being.
This is what she tells you.
No, this is well.
No, this is what she tells you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And she contacted you at about 4:30 in the morning.
Correct. Yeah.
So she had been at the party for less than an hour.
Oh yes, yeah.
How long were you at the party?
Definitely less than an hour because I just left pretty much right after because I got my phone stolen. She punched me and then I got the story down pat.
Okay, up. Bobby, let's start by my saying to you that I don't believe any of you as to whether any of you had a clear recollection of what went on that evening, that Saturday night at 4:00 in the morning. So I want you to tell me your clearest recollection, Bobby, of this phone incident.
Well, I was outside when, like, it happened. When I came in the house, I seen that Aubrey had her phone in her hand, and then they both went outside, and Aubrey was going up to her saying, I'm gonna call the cops, I'm gonna get lawyers involved, all that kind of stuff.
Who was saying that?
Aubrey.
Where was her phone?
I don't know where it was.
Well, you said she had a phone in her hand.
She had, when I was inside the house, I seen she had her phone.
When you were inside the house?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you ever see the defendant with her phone?
No.
Do you have your phone records from that day? Why not?
I didn't think I was gonna need them, honestly.
Well, this is all about a phone.
I know. About her phone, though, not mine's.
Well, but you said you found your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have been helpful to me if you brought your phone records to show me that on the 22nd of May, you made phone calls from your phone.
I know I should have.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You're all brilliant. Now I'll see your photographs.
Your Honor?
Yes.
After this incident happened, I called Tiffany's phone number and left a phone message for her to return the phone, and I needed it to be returned by in a few days, so I gave her till Wednesday, which was the date that we filed the report with the police, and also took those pictures, and never heard a response back from her. I then talked with her
Bobby.
Witness, Bobby, and he also said that she had taken the phone. I'll try to talk to the people who were at the party to see where the phone is, and I'll try to get it back for you. And I said, okay, that's...
Well, what did you say to him? That doesn't mean she had the phone.
No, he said that she had had the
phone.
Well,
I asked you, Mr. Lanigan, what were your words to him?
My words...
Because
to
him. I'll speak to the people at the party and see if I can get her phone back, Mr. Lanigan. Doesn't mean that the defendant had the phone.
No, I understand that. When he had said, when I had called him, or he actually was calling my daughter, and my daughter handed me the phone, and I said, so you're Bobby. I said, listen, I said, I know that you guys were involved at some party for whatever reason, and you need to return the phone. And he goes, well, Tiffany took it, but she says she doesn't know where it is now. And I said, well...
That's not true, Your Honor.
Shh.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
I said, I want the phone returned by Wednesday. And that's what I told him.
Just a second.
Yes.
Tiffany took the phone, but she doesn't know where it is now.
Yes. That's what he said.
Is consistent with she borrowed the phone.
Correct.
But she doesn't know where it is now.
Right.
Is consistent with that. And if he said to you, which you testified to a moment ago, mm-hmm. he said to you, and there are a lot of people at the party, I'll see if I can get it back for you.
Right.
Suggests that nobody knows where the phone is.
Well, I'm positive in what I know of the story and of what I've heard Tiffany also tell another friend of Aubrey's.
Just a second. Are you going to relate hearsay to me now?
No.
You going to tell me what she told another friend of hers?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just curious, Ms. Lennon. You said you piped in very fast about, I know where my phone is. How do you know where your phone is?
Because she stole it. She wouldn't have punched me if she didn't steal it.
I've never hurt anyone in my life,
Your Honor. No. I've been in one physical other altercation, and I didn't hit back.
Is what you're telling me as truthful as you had nothing to drink on May 22nd? Listen to me. Just answer my question. Is what you're telling me now...
Okay, I had a couple beers. Yes, I admit that.
Your case is dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
In my face, about like this close.
She got to hurt me. Physically,
I thought she was going to swing at me because she was wobbling everywhere.
And she got away with hurting a human being,
so I just swung at her.
That is wrong and inhumane, and she should not be able to get away with it.
She was drinking before she came there, and I could tell.
Because it wasn't a big deal. It was just a beer.
That's why I just thought she was going to hit me, because she honestly didn't really know what she was doing.
I wasn't drunk. They were trashed. She hit me. She took her anger out of me. She went full blown.
So I just defended myself.